every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Time once again for On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. The stars of our show, number 78, Jackie Slater, the offensive lineman for the Los Angeles Rams, 20 seasons, the Energizer Bunny. Welcome to the show, Jackie. How you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. Doing pretty good. I miss seeing you and Vince, but the weather is awful here in Southern California, and we don't want to be getting washed away, so a podcast is the next best thing to do.
So a Zoom call is what we're doing here, and Vince Ferragamo, number 15, the star of Super Bowl 14 and the Rams and the Golden Bears and the Cornhuskers and Green Bay. This guy has played for more teams and done more great things. Everybody loves him wherever he goes. Vince, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael. You can see the office here behind me. My daughter is a big Rams fan, and all of a sudden, she's got the new jersey over there. Do you see?
Landman.
See the Landman right there. It's hanging right there. She can't wait to wear it for the next game. So,
how about Landman?
He had a great game, though, boy. I tell you
what.
He's playing some good defense.
Going to be wearing that when you're watching the show on TV, too. Landman. I think he's got his own TV show. Check it out at Paramount Plus. Okay, they're not a sponsor of the show, but Harmony Cheese is. We want to remind all of you, the good folks at Harmony Cheese bring you this broadcast each and every week. One of the great Harmony Cheese fans, no other than Jackie Slater. Jackie, you love this cheese.
Well, I mean, what is there not to love about it? I mean, you know, you got six pepper cheddar, you got abergele. I mean, just so many different exotic tastes. Once you taste these cheeses, you'll always want to eat it because it's just so unique.
And then you go more Italian
infused cheddar too.
Yeah, but you go Italian style. You go Italian style, don't you, Vince?
Oh yeah, even the Parmesan cheese, everything he does. But you know, it all comes from the local livestock there, and it's all just home bred. It's organic. It's great stuff.
The Bread Basket, Wisconsin cheese, the very best. So a reminder, go to harmonycheese.com. Subscribe to our podcast here, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on our YouTube channel. On Instagram, we're at on.point.live. Our website, onpointlive.net. And email us, talk to us, onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. Got a lot of football news, got a lot of baseball playoffs going on. Basketball is getting going. Hockey's winding up. I'm telling you, we need 3 hours to do this show, but we're going to try and jam it all into 1 hour of action-packed stuff. So settle back, relax. On Point Live, tell your friends about us. Heard on radio stations around the country, our flagship 790 KABC, and at crntalk.com. Take a little break, grab some cheese. We'll be back with On Point Live. What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just make cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan-favorite cheddar or our bold new six-pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at harmonycheese.com with the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. And with the holidays around the corner, our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Going to recap some of the games from last week. The Rams, they finally won that game. The Ravens didn't really come to play. Rams 17, Ravens 3. Jackie, what'd you see in this game?
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't understand how John Harbaugh, he came out and said, you know, at 1-5, that they're not giving up their chances and hopes to go to the playoffs. And that says that, okay, after this bye, they're going to come back with Lamar and win, you know, all the games, enough games at least, to get into the playoffs. Well, the problem that I'm having with that is, how do you allow yourself to get in the situation that you're in now where you're behind this much? And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Lamar Jackson has been one of the most productive quarterbacks that we've seen over the last, you know, decade or so. This guy is 71-27 when he's in the lineup, 0.725% win percentage when he's there. And everybody on the offensive side of the ball, Vince, they know his style. They're comfortable with his style. And then when he's out, Harbaugh takes a guy like Cooper Rush, who is a stoic, stand in the pocket, stand up pocket passer, and put him in instead of Snoop Huntley, who's more like Lamar. To me, that's asking an awful lot of your offensive line, an awful lot of everybody on the offensive side of the ball, to have to deal with two different game plans with two different quarterbacks.
All right, time to play Ask the Quarterback, Jackie. Let's go over to our quarterback expert here. He's in the Quarterback Education Center. You can see all those books there that he's got, the one and only Vince Ferragamo. Your thoughts on that, Vince?
Well, the quarterback whisperer, Todd Monken, who's the offensive coordinator there, like Jackie said, basically they were designing two different game plans for two separate skill level quarterbacks. The Rams were lucky. They caught the Ravens at an off day, and the Ravens have not played up to par this year. And I don't know what's happening with that team. Obviously, injuries are a big part of it. But on the offensive side, yeah, it's very difficult to condense an offensive game plan around a substitute quarterback for his skill level, because when you make that substitution and you condense that game plan down, it doesn't have the same effect for your overall performance level as a team on the field. So yes, I think they ran into a problem. Cooper Rush just wasn't accommodating. The offense just didn't have anything at his skill level, and he just wasn't playing up to par. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And the Rams played well enough to win. The Rams, as we talked about, have remodeled their offense around Ryan Wendell, their offensive line coach, and they're more balanced. If you look around the league, the teams that are well balanced between run and pass are having so much more success. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, 30 passes, 29 rushes.
Absolutely.
That's balance, and that's what makes a good level team in all phases of the game.
And you know, Vince, it's been that way for years and years and years. And I remember when we were playing, we were always wanting. We used to have a tendency to get a little bit run heavy, particularly when we had Eric Dickerson and even Wendell Tyler. We got a little run heavy, but we always talked about trying to be balanced. Now, when we look at the Rams and their output against the Ravens, I thought Matthew Stafford, he continues to prove to me that he is a supreme leader. This guy, he just moved into ninth place passing Dan Marino with 61,493 passing yards. That's a lot of passing yards, Vince. And he did that and had the success without Puka Nacua, his best wide receiver, arguably the best wide receiver in pro football this season. But what did he do? He threw the football to other people. They handed the football up, had great balance. And then they were complimented on the defensive side of the ball. Sean McVay just went on and on talking about Bryan Young and Jared Verse. But he didn't mention Landman. Landman, the inside linebacker, he did something that, Vince, has not occurred. Has not occurred, Vince. He had 17 tackles in one game. 17 tackles in one game. That's the Rams' record. And then not only that, Quentin Lake got his first interception and then a fumble recovery. And you know what happens when you turn the football over twice. So this team in L.A. right now, they're complementing each other. They're complementing each other and still growing, figuring out how to ways to win as they go along.
Vince Ferragamo, you were talking early on here in our pre-meeting here about coaching. How important is it? And Harbaugh, as Jackie was talking earlier, says he still believes we can do it. He says, if I didn't think we had the talent or the ability or the work ethic, I wouldn't be as optimistic as I am. Now, Lamar Jackson should be back after their bye week on the Ravens. What do you think?
Well, it's good timing for the Ravens because they do catch the bye week this week. It's an extra week to recover for some of these injuries they have. And they're a totally different team with Lamar in the game. But, you know, as well as their offense can play with Lamar in the game, their defense really has to step up. They're really poor against the rush. They're not defending anybody. They're getting guys wide open down the field. So, yes, coaching plays a real important role in all of these teams that are doing great. Look around the league. Who are the teams that are doing great? You look at Tampa Bay. I mean, their coaching has really...
Unbelievable.
Liam Cohen stepped aside. They're doing well in Jacksonville. But their successors have come up and stepped up and are not only carrying forward the game plan, but expanding it.
Right.
Baker Mayfield looks like an MVP. Anyway, it's around the league what Ben Johnson has done in Chicago. Chicago's won their last three games. I mean, he's changing the look of Caleb Williams. He's making him more comfortable in the pocket. He still hurries. You have to be quick, but you can't hurry. So he's being taught that. It's a slow process. It's something he's got to learn. And there's other quarterbacks in the league that are doing great. Sam Darnold in Seattle. Mike McDonald's doing a great job coaching up there. I mean, it's around the league, right, Jackie?
And
it's
absolutely. Absolutely.
How about the Colts with Shane Steichen? What he's done with Daniel Jones?
And it's coaching.
Balanced offense.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
One other note.
Talk about some of these other games, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk real quick before we leave this Rams-Ravens games for this week. Corey, Puka Nacua injured. Is he going to be ready to go? Is it day-to-day? What is it? Our producer, Corey Marino, everybody.
Yeah, so they're still working out, and they're going to do some MRIs. And so today, it's right now at this moment, it's day-to-day, and I don't think he'll be playing this week.
What do you think, Vince? What do you think, Jackie?
Well...
I don't know, Jackie. I just think he's such a vital cog in this offense. They're trying to hook Stafford up with Devontae Adams. It's taking time. It's not as smooth. It's not as pure as with Puka because Puka's just getting open. He throws the ball, he catches the ball and goes and doesn't drop it. And so I think Corey's right. I think they're going to have to leave him out a week. But the Rams are resilient. I mean, they'll pick up in a different area. Maybe they'll get their running game going even more. Come up with a couple new plays, and their tight ends are stepping up. So,
if anybody can come up with a game plan to use their particular talents that they have available, it will be Sean McVay. But I want to tell you just briefly about that ankle injury, because I've had ankle injuries. I've had a regular ankle sprain, and I've had a high ankle injury. When I had the high ankle injury, I thought that I could just walk it off and get some ice and get some heat. And that's not the way you heal one of those. You have to stay off of it. Because when I went back out too early with the high ankle sprain, Vince, I could feel like pins and needles going through the lower part of my leg. It will not let you put weight on it. Now, an ankle sprain, on the other hand, is sore, and you can put ice and everything on it, and you can support it with a tape job, and then you can go out and hobble around, but not with the high ankle sprain. It's totally different, and that's what we need to find out. If Puka Nacua has a high ankle sprain, like I'm suspecting is going on with Rob Havenstein, then we're going to be watching him stand on the sideline for a few weeks.
All right, let's move to the Chiefs 30, Lions 17. Looks like the Rams got the better deal there with Matt Stafford over the quarterback.
Why does he keep saying that?
Jared Goff.
Why does he?
What do you think, Vince? Vince, what do you think?
Jared Goff is having a great season. I mean,
not last week. Not last week. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I saw the Chiefs play, and I was impressed. I was impressed. A lot of it goes to the coaching staff. Again, Andy Reid's had great accomplishments with this team, and he's resilient from year to year. But I saw this team come out with a different mindset at the beginning of the season with Patrick Mahomes. It was like, we need to go back and reprove ourselves. Right. And this is the motivation that they have. And when you didn't see it early in the season, Jackie, you saw Andy Reid approach Kelsey on the sideline. It
was
the scene. But these guys know each other, and you know what? Hey, you got to shape up. We got to shape up and get this thing turned around, and we're doing it.
Let's take it a break. We got to give Jackie some time to talk back. It's On Point Live. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com, On Point Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Jackie Slater, the one and only Vince Ferragamo, our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. Vince, Harmony Cheese, the way to watch the game on Sunday, am I correct? Order it up at HarmonyCheese.com, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Just, you don't have to even maybe get you through the timeouts. So in the commercial breaks, and then you get back to the real action. But man, I tell you what, that Chiefs game was something else. So, I mean, and looking at it, Jackie, we talked about the offensive line play with Jalen Moore coming to town.
Right.
77, he really shored up. And you can see it, Mike. You can see when Patrick's back there throwing the football, he's not running for his life. He's got some time. Yeah, he likes to move around some bit, get the guys wide open. But their offense is really coming together. And with Rashid Rice coming back this week, watch out. The Chiefs are
Jackie, it takes we always have talked about this, that it takes a little bit of time sometimes for a team to get through training camp and start the regular season. We're starting to see cream rising to the top here. Again, absolutely. Chiefs 30, Lions 17. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, first of all, let me give you a hard time because you said that it looks like the Detroit Lions didn't get the best deal when
that's
they traded
correct.
Matthew Stafford.
Absolutely correct.
I think the verdict is still out on that, Vince, don't you?
I think the verdict is still out. I mean, Jared Goff's been playing
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not this week. I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, now, Andy Reid is the master manipulator when it comes to dealing with not only defenses, but interacting with his players. A couple weeks ago, we saw him and Kelce over on the sideline jawing at each other. Now, a lot of people would have been upset about that. But Andy Reid probably knows Kelce as well as anybody on that team. And what has happened? They have gotten to the point where Kelce is making plays now. He's gotten through the rut that he was in, and he's being served the football by Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes has never gotten away from being the ultimate competitor. He reminds me of Matthew Stafford, or should I say Matthew Stafford reminds me of him, except he's a more athletic guy. He'll take off and run. He threw three touchdown passes this past week, and he ran for one. And how many other times, Vince, did we see him scramble and take big shots? Patrick Mahomes is a legitimate, big-time NFL star at his position, and we need to just give him the credit for it and assume that he's always going to show up and play really good football, like he's playing right now. And he's being complimented. I mean, they went out and they spent $15 million for 2 years on Jalen Moore. God bless him. I'm happy to see an offensive lineman get paid like that. But he got the game ball, Vince. They gave him the game ball because he did the things that you have to do to keep your quarterback comfortable in the pocket.
And, Jackie, the personnel groupings are what is a marriage with this team because it's so enlightening to see. I love the game plan, not only from Spagnuolo on defense, the way they do all different types of defensive ploys, but on offense, how they use Kareem Hunt, Pacheco, how they go three tight ends, how they go wide open. They'll go 1-4. They'll go. I mean, it's just amazing what they do. And they develop a game plan suited for certain players in certain plays. And going into the game, they don't
flinch
to that game plan. They just stick right to it.
They don't flinch.
All right, Vince, they talking about developing a game plan, two words. Baker Mayfield, Bucks 30, 49ers 19. What's your thoughts on that game last week?
Beautiful game. Baker Mayfield is, you know, he's got all the qualities. He's the one thing I have to mention here about the NFL, and I don't care what position you play, you even play quarterback, you have to be tough. That's the number one thing.
Right.
You got to be tough. And you look around the league, the best players are the toughest guys out there. And they don't flinch, like Jackie says. They keep playing. They get knocked down, they bounce back up, and they come back and hit you harder the second time. Even with quarterbacks. I mean, Baker Mayfield, I mean, he even says himself that we are in a resilient group. We play hard. We keep working at it. We keep improving. We love each other. We play for each other. That's the way to play. And the guy came back for so many times late in the game to get the go-ahead touchdown, put his team in position to win. I mean, he's been amazing. look at his stats. I mean, his stats are number one.
Vince, you hit the nail. You hit the nail on the head when you start talking about Baker Mayfield. You have to use the word resilient. You have to use the word tough. Think about it, Vince. This guy, since he's been in Tampa, he's on his third offensive coordinator. Since he's been playing in pro football, he's on his seventh offensive coordinator. And that includes Sean McVay up here at the Rams. And if you look at his numbers, he's got 12 touchdowns, one interception, 1,539 yards, and they're 5-1. And then to top it all off, Vince, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are not playing, his veteran receiver. He is throwing the ball to the Johnson brothers, Cam Johnson and Tez Johnson, who is the lightest, weighs 145 pounds. He had a 45-yard touchdown, and then Cam Johnson had a 34-yard touchdown. And Baker Mayfield knows how to treat these inexperienced receivers because he's touting them publicly and saying that we can win with these guys. These guys are bought in. They are making plays. I can throw to these guys when we have a chance. That's leadership.
Let me say one more thing, Michael, about, I mean, even coaching means so much, but Josh Grizzard has taken over for Liam Cohen and just added more plays to this playbook. But
right.
Like Ray Lewis said, he was with around 15 coaches throughout his career. He said he learned from each individual coach. And that's what Baker Mayfield has learned. He went to Sean McVay. He went to Liam Cohen. Now he's with Grizzard. Every time you're with somebody, you got to pick up something from this coach. And he's applied it, and he's playing great football.
Eight touchdown passes on throws of 20-plus air yards this season, twice as many as any other quarterback. Baker, Bo Nix has got four. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Stroud, Mayer, Caleb Williams, three. And Baker says, I truly, generally trust the guys that are in there. They're ready. He says, we talk throughout the week. Guys are on the same page, and that's real. And I believe that's what helps them out. All right.
No doubt.
All right, let's go move ahead now and help Corey out a little bit. We got the Denver Broncos in this week's Who Wants to Win It game. Broncos 13, Jets 11. Jackie, we'll start with you. Broncos defense dominated in this game. I like defense a lot. Nine sacks, nine completions, Jets minus 11 passing yards.
You know, with the way that people are paying their offensive line right now, and with the specificity in which they choose these big guys, they know that these guys have got to be, first of all, really, really, really good pass blockers. And then you take right now the Jets. They allowed nine sacks. Now, this is one of the reasons, Vince, I don't know how you feel about this. I don't know how many times you played in altitude like at Mile High Stadium. But I played at Mile High Stadium, and I remember right before halftime having an interception thrown, and the guy went to the right. I ran over there. He went to the left. I ran over there. Then they got him down, and I started walking to the locker room, Vince, and all of a sudden it dawned on me that I couldn't get enough air. I couldn't get enough oxygen. And so when I made it to the locker room, I told the guys, and they literally cut my jersey off so that I can expand my chest and take in air. There is no doubt in my mind that playing in aptitude like those big guys do in Denver makes a huge difference for them cardiovascularly. They have that extra ability to burst. And if you look at their offensive line, Vince, and their defensive linemen, they play strong, but they're not overly big guys. They don't have those 360, 70-pound guys. They got normal-sized people that play with, extraordinary strength and quickness. And I think it has to do with the aptitude up there.
Yeah, Jackie, next time, use a golf cart. Yeah,
what's that, Michael?
I said, next time, use a golf cart. Get you right around in that high altitude. Vince, your thoughts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, home field advantage, obviously, is important there in Denver at the Mile High Stadium. But you got to give a lot of credit to Sean Payton, okay, for this offense. Because he's instituted this run game behind a young quarterback in Bo Nix. They're working. It's a work in progress, okay, with him. He has a lot of ability. But he still has to be coachable, and there's still things he can improve on. And this will make this team a playoff contending team. But Nick Bonito on defense is unbelievable.
He's a monster.
He has 10 sacks this year so far, leads the NFL, and this team has 10 more sacks than any other team in the NFL.
It's unbelievable.
In this early season. So you know, defensively, we said at the beginning of the year, Jackie, this is one of the top defenses in the league, and they're showing it because they can get to the quarterback.
They can get to the quarterback.
Pass happy league.
What's the magic?
And then Sean Payton is sharp enough to know I got to get my running game going.
What's the magic, guys? The magic for the Patriots now, 25, Saints 19. Coaching, what do you think, Jackie?
Well, it's all coaching. And, you know, I have to take my hat off to Vrabel. I mean, this guy, let me tell you what he has done. He has captains on his football team, and they're going to be the same guys every week. But he also picks a captain towards the end of the week based on the way these guys work and the commitment they show to the team during the course of the week. Now, what he'll do is he'll break out in front of the whole team. He'll break out the high school film of the recently elected captain, and he'll ask everybody in the room to pick who is this, who this person is. And many times it could be a 150-pound guy that's gained another 150 pounds. They don't know who it is until he announces it, and it just juices up the room. Everybody gets fired up about this guy being named a captain because they appreciate the work that he puts in during the course of the week. I think it's an ingenious way to build momentum and great locker room unity. And I think Mike Vrabel, as a former player, is hitting a nail on the head when it comes to getting his team juiced to play against anybody.
Vince Ferragamo, we'll find out about your thoughts after a quick break here for our good friends at HarmonyCheese.com. You're listening to On Point Live, heard every week at this time. Catch it on CRN Radio, crntalk.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, Wednesday, 11 p.m. Pacific Eastern, Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and Sunday, 6 a.m. Pacific Time. Quick break, more with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. It's On Point Live. We'll be right back.
Fall is in season at Kohl's, and you know what that means. Pumpkins, plaid, and anything that smells like cinnamon. This week, take an extra 20% off decor, home furnishings, bedding, and more. So whether fall is your entire personality or you're just a casual pumpkin enthusiast, the deals at Kohl's are here for your seasonal style. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 19th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live with Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. Good to have you all tuned in. Don't forget to email us with your questions, onpoint@crntalk.com. We give away things sometimes, so if you send us an email, we'll enter you in our contest for some cheese, maybe some appliances. We got some things to talk about coming up. onpoint@crntalk.com. That's our email. Questions for Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. onpoint@crntalk.com. All right, Vince, your thoughts, again, just to wrap things up on the Patriots-Saints 25-19 game last week.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Jackie's resurgence of the Patriots due to their coaching staff and Mike Vrabel, what he's meant. And that one little clinic that Jackie talked about showing old home videos of players in their high school days. It's almost like being at home watching an old time video.
Right.
Growing up. And what it does, Michael, is it promotes a family-like orientation of the team. So it brings guys together and almost they feel like family. And that's how you play. You play for one another, and the best teams play like they're one family. And they're out to just have great team success.
They're 4-2. They're 4-2, Vince.
They've won three games, man. Three games in a row. They're on a roll.
Just right. Like look at
Chicago
them.
All Bears right. Have.
Another Who Wants to Win It game last week, for those of you that deal with the point spread, Chargers 29, Dolphins 27. Jackie Slater.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to give it to Harbaugh. He and his staff, I know Vince is not too crazy about his offensive coordinator, but you can say what you want, Vince. They have had tons of injuries in their offensive line. They just keep gluing people together and putting them out there. And then they go and they win games. They win games, Vince. That's what it's all about. And I think that's where Harbaugh has a legitimate shot, you know, at being the coach of the year, simply because he's worked with so many patched up different positions as the season has gone along. But, you know, Vince, I got a question that I want to ask you as a quarterback, because, you know, it's hard for me to say how I feel about this, because I don't want to – I just don't want to – I'm more curious about how you feel. You know, Tua Tagovailoa, he came on a national televised post-game interview, and he actually criticized his teammates for not showing up to player-only meetings and being late for player-only meetings. Now, Vince, I don't know. This guy's paid like a franchise quarterback. Being paid a lot of money. But is that the way a franchise quarterback handles something like that in the NFL?
Not really, Jackie. I think that's a good point. I think that he probably should reserve some of his comments. And I think he needs to accept the blame that you're the quarterback, you know, even if it's not your blame. And, you know, it's a team game, and you have to come together as a team, and you can't have this dissension. Things like this brewing, guys not showing up for meetings or coming late. And, you know, where's the respect for your teammate? And why aren't you there on time? And, you know, putting your head to the books, to the grindstone, and trying to make this thing happen and work harder. These kind of things have to come out. And a lot of it's a result of coaching, too. I think McDaniels needs to really, you know, have a, you know, look in the mirror and try to kind of figure this thing out, because it's not working. Whatever is happening there.
But Vince, what I'm asking you is, if you were a leader like you were of our football team in 79, if you had come out and said that Jackie is not coming to the player only meetings, and Jackie is showing up late for the player only meetings, no coaches there, and, you know, we got to take responsibility. If you had come out and said that, I think I might have been a little bit upset with you.
Sure.
But if you had come to me personally and said, hey, man, listen, we're trying to get this thing together, and we need you on time and at the meetings. If you had come and said that to me, now I'm going to look at it a little bit differently. Don't you think?
Yeah. Sure. And I think maybe the money is the root of all evil too, Jackie, because some of these guys are getting paid so much money, they could care less sometimes. And that's not the way to approach playing this sport. You have to go in there, and if you're going to have a team meeting behind closed doors, then you shut the doors, the coaches are out of the room, and you just got to just talk it over with the players and get this right. thing together. You got to get it down, and you know, you don't need to go to the media and start telling them all this stuff about, well, we lack leadership or something's not right. You know, those comments need to be reserved and
right.
get confidence.
Right. That's the same way I feel about it, Vince. Yeah.
Mike McDaniel, this has been going on for a while. Reports of players skipping or showing up late to meetings date back to his tenure. Tyreek Hill had an incident last year. It went unpunished. So Tua says, I think it starts with the leadership and helping articulate that for the guys. And then what we're expecting out of these guys, he says, we have guys showing up to player only meetings late, guys not showing up to player only meetings. There's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? It's a lot of things.
To me, Mike, that's way too much. That's way too much, because now the press is going to be asking, well, who were the guys and why didn't you show up? That question is going to get peppered throughout that organization, throughout the key players. They're going to all have to deal with that simply because Tua brought it up and he made it a subject that the press can get on and start dealing with. So I don't know. I had like 21 different quarterback vents, and I can't think of one that would have gone out and said, we have players not showing up to player-only meetings, or we have players being late for player-only meetings, and that's some of our problems. I don't think one of those guys, including you, Vince, would have ever said that.
All right. Let's move along here. The Packers, are they back with their running game? It showed some life. And, Vince, you were talking about a mix between passing and running. Packers 27, Bengals in bad shape 18. What do you think, Vince Ferragamo?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, I mean, and, you know, Jordan Love, they're putting it together. And I think, again, a lot of credit goes to the coaching staff because it is one of the other teams that are well-balanced. I mean, they're running the football, they're throwing it. And, you know, it takes a team effort, but it takes team effort in all phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. So I think the Packers are doing it. They're, you know, they didn't catch the Bengals. I mean, Joe Flacco's coming to this team, and he's been circulating in the AFC North. I mean, he's played for almost every team except the Steelers. So,
wow.
That's mind-boggling, too, to see a guy like that, a journeyman traveling to each team in your own division.
Right. Vince, you know, I'm going to change the subject a bit, but what of Mike Tomlin's comment? Mike Tomlin said that is one of the most shocking and nonsensical things he has ever seen, someone trading a quarterback out of their into their division to help them win games in the middle of the season.
Given their opponents.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Well, it would never happen in the Steelers organization. I know that. I mean, they're not going to pull stunts like that. But
absolutely not.
I mean, you look for experience, but you got to have the right direction of your team. Where are you going? And some of this stuff doesn't make any sense.
So, Vince, do you think Ozzie Newsome and Vince Newsome, those two guys when they were running the club, do you think they would have traded him?
And they probably wouldn't have drafted two quarterbacks, third and the fifth round, and then be left with just two rookie quarterbacks on your staff.
Right.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, that's why they got Joe Flacco in the first place. But they trade Kenny Pickett. They should have kept Kenny Pickett.
There you go.
Who knows? Who knows?
All right.
Got to get Ozzie back in there.
Shout out to Pete Carroll. Finally gets a win. Raiders 20, Titans 10. Jackie Slater.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Pete Carroll is this is one of the guys who, if I were an owner of an NFL franchise, I would certainly consider Pete, because Pete has proven that he can win in spite of having gone through some very, very rough times. He's been fired as a head coach, and he's gone back to the collegiate level and led some really dominant team, recruited some very talented people. So he understands talent, and he understands how to put game planning together so that you can win those games. So at this point in time, I don't know what Pete is doing, if he's trying to weed out some of the bad things that are going on there player-wise. But there's no doubt in my mind that Pete Carroll, and I think he's the oldest or the second oldest coach in pro football right now, knows how to build a football team. And so I'm going to just trust the process with him. I don't know how you feel about it, Vince.
He's a player coach, Jackie, but we can say he's had great success. We'll see what happens moving forward, but this is a tough league, and you know, we'll, you know, the results are yet to be seen. So we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to see.
What about who wants to win at 3? Panthers 30, Cowboys 27. What's with those Cowboys, Vince?
Well,
I don't know, but the Panthers, they got their running game going, Jackie. What is it? He had a great game. They're running the football. And when you can run the ball like that, I mean, you saw what happened with Atlanta with Bijan Robinson.
Right, right. What do you have?
They dismantled the Bills. I mean, God. I mean, Atlanta just took care of the Bills. What happened to Buffalo?
Yeah, what happened to them? What is going on with the Buffalo Bills? I can't figure it out because they still have a quarterback that's making plays. They still have a running back that can run. They can insert the ball in the line of scrimmage anywhere. The offensive line is they're no joke. And then they lose to the Atlanta Falcons. And when you look at what the Falcons did, Vince, it was like a precision artist carving up their defense.
Yeah.
That quarterback was putting that ball on the money to receivers that were wide open. And then on top of that, they had the running back that you know, all of a sudden, they got the second coming of Eric Dickerson over there. Yeah. I mean, this is a dynamic, young football team with good coaching, obviously, that doesn't shy away from the competition. It doesn't matter who they are. They showed up and played the Buffalo Bills like they belonged there. And
that sound was kind of surprising to me. That sound is the Handicapper's Corner. We got about 2.5 minutes in this segment to start it off. Week 7 schedule, Rams 4-2 at the Jaguars 4-2. Vince?
I'm going to have to go with the Jaguars on this one, man. They learned from last week against, who was it, the protection. They got sacked 9 times last week. They're going to shore it up this week.
Jackie?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm going with the Rams because there is no way that Jacksonville should have won the game that they won last because I've never seen a quarterback fall in the
Trevor Lawrence, you don't like him, huh, Jackie?
2 times. He fell 2 times in the heart of the pocket, and he got up and ran in for a touchdown.
I'm with you, Jackie.
I don't think that's going to happen too often.
Corey?
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to win.
All right, let's go with the Saints at the Bears. Saints 1-5, Bears at home 2-2. Jackie?
Well, I'm going to go with the Bears. They have something going with Caleb there in Chicago. They're getting very comfortable with him, and he's making plays. Bears. So I'm going with the Bears.
I'm with you,
Bears,
Vince.
Bears won 3 in a row. I'm with them.
Okay, Corey?
Rolling with the Bears as well.
All right, Dolphins 1-5 at the Browns 1-5. Corey?
I'm going to go with the Browns in the Brown Bowl.
Jackie? Man.
Corey, you're beating everybody up here, but I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
I'm going with the Dolphins as well. I don't know what Corey is thinking about on this one, but if he's right on this one, then I'm going to have to sort of bow down to him.
I'm going Dolphins too. Raiders at the Chiefs. Raiders 2-4. Chiefs 3-3. Jackie?
I'm going to have to go with Patrick Mahomes and his resurgence.
Chiefs.
Yeah. I'm with the Chiefs. And Corey?
Chiefs as well.
All right. Across the board. Eagles 4-2. We didn't talk about that game last week at the Vikings 3-2. I'm going to hold my nose and go with the Eagles. They better come back, Vince.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. They're going to bounce back. They got to get going.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles primarily because McCarthy is the guy that they're trying to get onto the field, and I don't feel like Vince does about him. I just don't think that he's going to be able to beat that team.
Corey?
I think the Eagles lose for the third time in a very long time.
Wow. Okay, wow. Panthers, woo! Jets, Corey.
Panthers, Jets, I'm going with the Panthers.
Me too. Vince?
Yeah, me too. I got the Panthers.
I'm going with the Panthers as well.
183 yards rushing last week for the Panthers.
Woo. Patriots, Titans. Vince?
Patriots.
New England Patriots.
Corey?
Patriots.
Me too, across the board. Take a break. Come back with more. It's On Point Live. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, Handicapper's Corner. Got some games this week. Giants, Broncos. What do you think, Vince?
I got to go with the Broncos at home.
I'm with you.
Sure. I'm going with the Broncos at home. It's going to be too much for those big Giants to handle that aptitude.
I agree. Broncos are going to beat them.
Colts, Chargers. I got the Chargers. What do you think, guys?
Jackie. Chargers.
Well, this is a tough one for me. I like the fact that they have been as gritty as they are with all the injuries and everything, but I also like what they're doing with the Colts. I'm going with the Colts.
I'm going with Jackie. I'm going with the Colts as well.
All right. We got the Packers and the Cardinals. What do you think, Vince?
Packers.
Me like too. Them. Jackie.
I'm going with the Packers as well.
Corey?
Yep, all of us for the Packers.
Commanders, Cowboys, hold your nose and pick them. I'm going to go with the Commanders. What do you think, Vince?
I like Commanders. I'm going to bounce back. They got to come back.
Well, Jaden Daniels shouldn't have the same technical problems that he had this first week back, so I'm going to go with the Skins.
Yeah, they're not playing indoors, Jackie. They're playing indoors. So, you know, last week with that rain, you got slippery ball.
Right,
Corey?
Right.
I'm actually going with the Cowboys at home.
Good luck.
They're hot. They're scoring a lot of points.
Falcons, 49ers. 49ers got to continue. What do you think, Jackie?
I'm going with the 49ers.
Me too.
Reluctantly, I'll go with the 49ers.
I'm going with the Falcons.
Oh, boy. Okay. And Buccaneers, Lions. What do you think, Corey?
I got the Buccaneers. Can't go against Baker right now.
Yeah, can't do it.
I agree. I'm going with the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield.
Vince? I'm going to take the Lions.
Oh, boy. Okay, Vince. And then finally, Texans, Seahawks. What do you think, Vince?
I'll take the Seahawks, man.
I got them too, yep.
Same here.
Cooper Kupp, one touchdown last week. They're getting him the ball now. Watch out.
How about that?
Yep,
how
I like the Seahawks as well.
All right. What do you think in baseball playoffs? Dodgers are doing pretty well. Your thoughts, Vince, about 30 seconds.
Dodgers.
Pitching's all about the pitching. Blake Snell was so good in this game. I mean,
Why did they take him out?
I hated to see the way they won the last game against the Phillies, but they won anyway, so... And they had this game, 2-1. Pitching came through.
What happened?
That was a great pitch by
Toronto, Seattle.
What happened to letting the guy go when he gets that late in the ball game, like Snell was? What happened to that, Mike?
Let's have a complete game. Is it against the law to have it? We need a complete game. Toronto and Seattle. What do you think?
Oh, Seattle, man! I love their catcher. Man, he's a blast.
All right.
He threw a It's unbelievable. I have to go to Seattle.
HarmonyCheese.com. Don't forget, we have a great show for you here. Check out the website, onpointlive.net. What do we always say?
Stay on point.